From the 88.5 GPB Atlanta Newsroom, I'm Leah Fleming. Atlanta residents are getting a food forest. City councilors have approved transforming 7 acres of property near the Lakewood Fairgrounds and Browns Mill Golf Course into a public park and garden. According to the AJC, this is the first food forest in Georgia and the largest in the country. The green space will feature trees and shrubs and vines that produce fruit, along with walking trails and a community garden, as well as restored forest areas by next year. Residents will be able to pick their produce from trees in the public park for free. The food forest is part of Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms' plan to ensure 85% of Atlanta residents are within 1/2 mile of accessible fresh food by 2021. As thousands of people prepare to travel during Memorial Day weekend, the world's busiest airport is preparing for major congestion. Speaking at a press conference at Hartsfield-Jackson Atlanta International Airport, TSA spokesperson Mary Leftridge Bird says the next few days are going to be busy.
The highest volume days anticipated are Thursday, when we expect to see 87,000 passengers, on Friday, when we project to see 93,000 passengers, and Monday, when we anticipate 87,000 passengers.
Airport officials suggest arriving 2 hours early for domestic flights and 3 hours early for international travel. A Covington police officer who was shot in the head while on duty is thanking the community for its support. Matt Cooper was shot on Labor Day last year while responding to a shoplifting call at a Walmart. The man who shot Cooper died in an apparent suicide. Last night, Cooper and the first responders who helped save his life were honored by the Covington Police Department and city and state officials.
I am forever indebted to you guys, and on my name and honor, I will try to make you guys proud. I will not let y'all down.
Cooper also said that he was moved by the care the community gave to his family while he was in the hospital. Georgia Tech is offering identity theft protection to more than 1 million people whose information was in the school's computer system. In March, Georgia Tech detected an unauthorized person accessing an internal database. The hacker may have accessed names and addresses as well as social security numbers. The school says it happened between December of last year and March of this year. For more news, visit us at gpbnews.org.